Hi, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on Gender Equality and Social Inclusion. I'm Anu Munkur, the Gender Equality and Social Inclusion Advisor for the Australia Awards South Asia and Mongolia Program. In this podcast series, we hope to inspire ideas on how we can bring a gender equality and social inclusion lens to our work. We'll be speaking with alumni from the Australia Awards Program, who've been finding innovative ways to build gender equality and social inclusion into their everyday work and projects. So let's get started. Let's listen to Tehmina talking to Juma from Bangladesh about what she is doing to bring a gender social inclusion lens to her work.
I'm talking with Juma Divan, who is working with UNDP as Chief of Gender and Community Cohesion. Juma, welcome to this podcast. Please tell us a little bit about what you studied in Australia and what your role as UNDP's Chief of Gender and Community Cohesion involves.
Good morning, and my sincere appreciation for having me in this ASSM podcast. Well, I have studied Bachelor of Environmental Science from Charles Sturt University under the New South Wales province from 1995 to 1998. In addition, I oversee the project activities that on implementation of action plans, gender gap analysis, capacity building on gender sensitization and gender-based violence prevention. As one of the budget owners of specific project, I also make sure that the planned activities are timely implemented with quality, and I regularly coordinate with concerned ministries, CHD institutions, field-level staffs, and international development partners.
That sounds so interesting, Juma. I'm wondering why you think us to bring a gender equality and social inclusion lens to everything that we do.
If we closely analyze the overall development statistics around the globe, there remains a significant disparity in condition and position among the girls and boys, men and women. And this is completely unfair and violation of human rights. Furthermore, the status of all men or all women is not equal everywhere. Discrimination among men and women is more obvious in the poverty-stricken, disaster-prone, climate change-affected areas, conflict and fragile zones. In addition to this, there are segments of people with diverse identities that also go through unfair treatment and discrimination based on their identity, such as communities of indigenous peoples, people from LGBT, differentially abled persons, or persons with autism spectrum, and people like this. Furthermore, achieving all the sustainable development goals by 2030 would be highly ambitious for us without addressing the existing gender gaps and particularly the gaps that we have in the society. And by using this gender inclusion and social inclusion lens, what we can do is with the participation of all the stakeholders through SDG localization, by using its maximum capacity for national to local, we will be able to achieve the SDG by the 2030. So definitely it is significantly important for us to bring gender equality and social inclusion lens to everything that we do.
Given that a gender equality and social inclusion lens is so important, can you tell us how you have integrated this lens into your work?
As I have mentioned earlier, one of my prime responsibilities is preparation of project proposals on various thematic areas. So I make sure to contribute and improve the background section of this proposal through adding evidence-based information from gender equality and social inclusion lens. In UNDP Global Gender Policy and also in the Gender Marker Guideline that we have, there is a specific instructions on identifying whether the project is profoundly contributing to gender equality and women empowerment with a scale of Gen 1 to Gen 3. my responsibility as gender focal of the project is to ensure that the project is Gen 3 that ensures that transformative and active leadership of girls and women in all spheres of their lives through project initiatives. In addition, the Leave No One Behind theme of sustainable development goals always guide UNDP to be careful regarding project beneficiary selection criteria. And we are always careful that we are including the hard to reach and comparatively marginalized sections of the society by keeping in mind that we should not leave anyone behind. So in that way, I'm actually contributing in my project to using the gender equality and social inclusion lens.
Juma, what are some of the key lessons you have learned from building in a gender equality and social inclusion lens into your work?
The major lessons that I have personally learned are gender equality and social inclusion lens. It's a very useful tool that helps to open one's ideas, perspectives about development, and to think outside the box. It is also very helpful to understand the specific needs, concerns, and issues of men, women, other disadvantaged sections of the society. So that's one of my learnings. The other learning that I have learned is combining the equity-based approaches, which is like positive discrimination for the lagging behind section, with set development interventions that always helps to reduce the existing gender gaps on gender equality and social inclusion. And lastly, but not least, the other learning that I have is we must unlearn the concept of gender and make space for relearning it every time we use the gender equality and social inclusion lens in our work. It always helps to get rid of personal bias on particular gender-related issues. So these are some of my learnings.
It would be great, Juma, if you can share maybe two or three tips that will help our listeners integrate a gender equality and social inclusion lens into their work.
Here are some tips that I would love to share with the interested listeners. And if it really helps them to integrate a gender equality and social inclusion lens in their work, that would be my immense pleasure. The first and foremost tip is to always take necessary assistance from the designated gender specialist of the of one's particular organization in case of guidance required, because we are not expert in everything. And specifically on the process of in-depth gender and socio-political analysis to understand the power relations and dynamics between men and women, marginalized communities of the intervention areas. And my second tip is regularly collecting and referring evidence-based necessary information on the existing major disparities and gender gaps on the specific thematic areas for the baseline study of the project before starting the project implementation, so that the results are visible and measurable for reporting towards the end of the project. And my last but not the least tip is to make sure that gender equality and social inclusion lens are integral part of the project monitoring and evaluation framework and also the budget sections. So in that way, you always are aware that you have included that gender equality and social inclusion lens in your entire work.
It was wonderful talking to you, Juma, this morning. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Apan.
That was a fascinating conversation between Tahmina and Juma. In the next episode, we'll be talking to Noorjan from Mongolia. We hope you listen in.